تعطی میشه. در فضای ذهن ما
in our mindset
با قدرت‌های بزرگ یک مفهوم
the war game
و متداول بود و هنوز
with major powers has been an ordinary concept, but we have made progress in all fields. For example, you see this exhibition. This is just a symbol. It's just an example. It's just a sample. And I want to say that in their own language, they will better understand it. It's a small sample of the astonishing advancements and progress we have made in the field of technology. And that has been attained due to the guidelines offered by the leader. And this land has become a land of modern technologies. As General Haji Zadeh mentioned, is the commander of the aerospace force, our aerospace force. We have the most diverse collection of downed drones belonging to major powers such as the U.S. And this is an indication of two facts. The first one is a bitter reality, and the other one is a sweet reality. The bitter one is the one that they have all been downed in our territory and our air defense systems. We're situated within our borders, so this indicates a bitter reality, and that is the American aggression against our airspace. But the sweet reality is that the drones were downed, and this means the downing of the U.S. technological superiority that has been affected by our progress, even though we were under sanctions and we managed to produce tools used for downing the American drone, which is a symbol of the U.S. technological power. This also shows our political courage that permitted our missiles to be fired in order to down the icons of power. This is the sweet aspect. And that's the major portion of the issue. The bitter portion, the dark portion, shows the aggressive nature of the U.S. What are your drones doing in our airspace? When they are downed or made to land, you start objecting. Of course, we do down your drones. We will continue to down the drones. And whoever encroaches upon us and whoever passes our borders in an act of aggression, he will be dealt with, and this is something quite clear, and we are openly saying this. Whatever we're going to say, whatever action we take, we have the willpower, and we also claim responsibility for the actions that we take. But this is only a small portion of the technologies that we have achieved, and this has made us get closer to them from the technological point of view. And the monopoly of such technologies have been taken away from them. But we have made progress in all domains. We have made progress in the field of infrastructures and our required technologies and sciences, and we have attained such victories due to the enemy's behavior. Whenever we were threatened, that has added to our power, and whenever there's been no threat, we have become less powerful. So our progress, our strength, and our glory have been attained due to hard work and resistance and a struggle. We do respect the act of a struggle, and we create opportunities, and we are not concerned about anything. And speaking of the enemy's schemes, all these schemes have turned into sweet events for us. Take a look at all these conspiracies. The war taught us how to overcome using the Islamic, Iranian, and revolutionary model. And after that, the sanctions taught us the real independence. Our enemies' threats taught us how to increase the precision and destructive power of our weapons in order to defeat the enemy. An athlete in the field of sports will be able to boost his capacities and his strength, provided that he competes with other athletes. Those who become world champions, they have struggled with major rivals, powerful rivals, and we have carried out our logistical conflicts, and we are prepared for any type of scenario. Therefore, speaking of the enemy's scenarios, we have experienced many of these scenarios, and we are not concerned about the repetition. Wisdom and prudence, alongside mistakes, lack of wisdom, we are situated in our current position, and that's been due to our wisdom and prudence, and this path will continue. Our enemies must know several facts and realities, and they should listen to us. And these are precise facts, and we want to prevent them from any miscalculation. Sometimes they speak of military options. This is something related to them, of course. We are making our own remarks. I want to draw their attention to a few points. Firstly, take a look back and study history since 40 years ago. the Tabas adventure, and also the burning of the aggressive Delta forces turning into ashes. Take a good look at this picture, and also I remind you of the years of holy defense and also other adventures that have been unfolded in the past years, the arresting of the Marines and also the recent developments. These are sufficient in order to learn a lesson from history. Our will for a decisive reaction to any act of aggression is definite. And we're going to respond. We are quite decisive in response, and we will respond in a strong manner. Whoever wants his own land to become the battle scene, just go ahead, and we will never allow any conflict to be drawn into our own territory. And we will continue to the very last moment. Be careful. A limited aggression will not remain limited. We are after punishment, and we will pursue the aggressor. And we will continue till the destruction, the full destruction of any aggressor, and there is not good, and no point will remain safe. No location will remain safe. So you should be very cautious about this. Do not make a mistake. I wish all the participants success and prosperity.
You're listening to the IRGC Chief Commander, Major General Hossein Salami. He made some very important points in terms of his intro. He talked about how there has been major advancements and progress, not only in all fields, but in particular, obviously, his field. The downing of the American drone, he said, took a lot of political courage.